10 minutes. First 10 minutes, like last week, but with goals this week, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, starting at tempo makes a difference.
You know, we virtually in almost every game we played, that's the way we've been starting, and we've not got our just rewards in the past. You know, today obviously we've been able to convert the chances, and it's, you know, it looks comfortable.
Absolutely. Sometimes it
doesn't always tend to be the best game after that, but that's the I suppose disappointing thing, because you want to score more goals, and I don't think the sending off helps in that respect as well. You know, but I'd say it's a decent enough performance, professional in the way that we went about things, kept the ball well. In the second half, we're looking to try and probe, but you know, you've got to realise that Whittam were down to 4-0, and it was damage limitations, I suppose. You know, and I thought they defended really well in the second half.
Absolutely. It's a bit churlish, I suppose, a 4-0 win, but we were saying this, Dan. The thing is, you look at last season, Charlie went to Droylston and got the 10. Now, if we'd have got an extra point, that game would have been the crucial game. You look at the second half and think maybe a couple more goals might have been a bit better. Is that just a bit picky?
You'd like to score a couple more, but in the day, Whittam have done well there in the second half. They've changed the shape a little bit and looked to, obviously, it was a damage limitation exercise for
them. Absolutely.
You know, even on another day, you know, there's a couple of chances. Even late on, we kept creating, it just didn't go in, you know. And I suppose a good thing is for us is Matty Wolfen getting 2 goals, but even more importantly, Tom Greaves getting in good positions, and you know, it only be a matter of time before he starts producing goals as well. Exactly. So you know, it's a good place to be.
Monday night, obviously, Doosan Cup, Curzon. Do you change it, or do you keep people? Do you keep it bubbling on?
I am going to change it. Yeah, I said to him before the game, not for any other reason than, you know, that'd be 2 weeks on the run where we've had a game after 48 hours.
Yeah.
You know, there's lads who will come into the reckoning who are first team squad members like they all are. And they give me the opportunity, you know, it's a reminder from the Manchester Premier Cup game that they need to be keeping the pressure on on me to be giving me them headaches and the players who have started today, because every game's different, and if anybody takes a foot off the pedal, then I won't be able to put people in who are ready and raring to go.
And finally, on the injury front, any news on Mike Norton?
Yeah, he's got a ruptured posterior cruciate ligament, which is very disappointing. It's similar to the one that Stuart Rudd had when he was with us a few years ago. With the ages out, we're hoping that it's not going to require surgery. We'll be able to rehab it, and hopefully we'll see Norts back sooner rather than later.
Does that mean in the short term you're going to have to cash your minds elsewhere and see if there's anybody available to bring in?
Possibly, but we've got enough in the squad. We've got enough in the squad. We've shown that today. You know, Greg Daniels can play up front. Obviously, Craig Linfield, Matty Wolfe, and Tommy Greaves. You know, so we have got enough to cover it. But you know, always on the lookout.
See you, Steve. Cheers, Kel.